Chapter 9. A Night Visitor. Tom lay in bed and listened to the noise of the African night outside his window. He could hear crickets, night birds, and the sounds of angry or frightened animals. After a while, he started to fall asleep. Suddenly, Tom heard a low growling sound and was terrified. Only one creature could make that sound, a leopard. He put his hand on the bed and looked for Tiger. She wasn't there. Tom jumped out of bed and stood for a minute. He didn't know what to do. Then he ran downstairs into the living room and turned on the light.
Tiger, he said quietly. Tiger, come here.
But nothing moved in the room. He ran down the hall and opened the kitchen door. Nothing. He looked in the dining room, but Tiger wasn't there. He ran upstairs again and stood outside his parents' door. It was closed. Tiger couldn't open their door and close it again, he thought. She didn't go in there. He looked in Bella's room, then in his room again, but Tiger wasn't in the house. He opened his bedroom curtains. His window was open. From there, Tiger could easily jump out onto the porch roof and down to the garden. And there she was. The little black and white cat was outside on the grass. Without thinking, Tom ran downstairs again, opened the door, and went out onto the porch. His heart was beating fast. He didn't see the leopard, and Tiger looked happy and safe on the grass. Why was I so frightened? He thought. I'm dreaming about leopards all the time now. He ran towards his cat. Then he heard it again, that deep growling sound. He turned and saw the leopard, just 3 meters away from him, in his garden. Its body was low, ready to jump. Tiger heard the leopard and ran, terrified, into the house. Now, Tom was alone with the leopard. At first, he was in a panic and didn't know what to do. Then he started to think more clearly. If I turn and run, the leopard will jump on me, he thought. He felt a stone under his foot, and he slowly bent one knee and took it. Tom threw the stone as hard as he could at the leopard's head, but it missed and hit a tree. The leopard growled and lifted its head. It's going to jump on me, Tom thought. Then he remembered that leopards were afraid of loud noises. Go away, he shouted, waving his arms about. Leave me alone. The leopard growled again, but turned and moved towards the fence at the back of the garden. For a moment, Tom watched as the leopard disappeared into the night. Then he ran into the house and locked the doors. He was trembling from head to foot. His cat was hiding under the table. Oh, Tiger, Tom said. It almost had me for dinner and you for dessert. He took her upstairs, checked the window in Bella's room, and closed his window. Then he climbed into bed, still trembling with shock. Tom woke late the following morning. His room was hot, and he went to open the window. Then he remembered the events of last night. It seemed like a bad dream. Tiger came out from under the bed and looked around nervously. The poor creature was still terrified. It was Saturday, and Tom didn't have school. He looked at the clock. It was already 11:30. He got dressed and ran downstairs. Bella was playing in the hall, and Debbie was in the kitchen.
Hello, Tom, she said.
Tom wanted to tell her about last night, but he couldn't.
If I tell her, she'll panic, he thought. Then all the neighbours will be out with rifles to hunt the leopard. After last night, he was terrified, but he didn't want to be responsible for the leopard's death.
I need your help this afternoon, said Debbie. I want to tidy the house. The Hovens are coming for coffee this evening.
What? Exclaimed Tom. The Hovens?
Simon came into the kitchen.
What did you say? He asked Debbie.
I spoke to Lisa Hoven on the phone this morning. She's really nice and very friendly to me. I like her a lot. And Tom has made friends with Peter, so I invited them here for coffee.
Simon was angry.
Why did you do that? I have to see that man every day in the office, he shouted. I don't want him in my house at the weekend too.